views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come. Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Psychic World, and I am indeed John G. Sutton. With me is the amazing Countess Starella. Hello, Countess.
Hello, dear friends. We're so happy to see you. I hope you're having an enchanting day or evening.
I'm sure that they will. Absolutely enchanting. This is Psychic World, and let me tell you what this show's all about. It's all about you. It's all about your dreams, your hopes, your aims and ambitions, your aspirations. You can call in and speak to myself, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess Starella, and the number to ring is 1-800-930-2819. We have a specialist subject for this show today, and it is poetry, the power of poetry, the spiritual power of poems, to actually reach in and capture something in our soul and express it to us, and the words will live for centuries. Don't you think so, Countess?
Yes, indeed, and I feel that most great creators and thinkers have been greatly inspired by this poetry. My whole family was in history, and now we're continuing.
Continuing to appreciate and write and create poetry. Well, yeah. There are many famous poems that have been written, but one of the poems, the first poem I'm going to read you today is by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And it captures a certain feeling, because we all feel sometimes, you know, what is wrong with my life? There's got to be something. It can't possibly be this bad. There's something definitely amiss. And Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, he captured that feeling. And this is the poem that he wrote, and it's called The Rainy Day. The day is cold and dark and dreary. It rains and the wind is never weary. The vine still clings to the mouldering wall, but at every gust the dead leaves fall, and the day is dark and dreary. My life is cold and dark and dreary. It rains and the wind is never weary. My thoughts still cling to the mouldering past, but the hopes of youth fall thick in the blast, and the days are dark and dreary. But still, sad heart, and cease repining. Behind the clouds is the sun still shining. Thy fate is the common fate of all. Into each life some rain must fall. Some days must be dark and dreary. You like that, Countess?
Ooh, very moving, very intense.
Well, some days have got to be dark. Otherwise, how would you know that you're having a great day with the sun shining if every day was like that? That's what people say to me about, well, why is there so much wickedness in the world? Well, if there wasn't wickedness and evil in the world, there would be no way of identifying the fact that some people are really good. There would be no hope, because it was the same all the time. There has to be darkness for there to be light. And as Henry Wadsworth Longfellow said, into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. I'll get you. I'll get him. Where is he? Hey, let's go and find him. Countess, the spirituality of poetry. I mean, I personally write poems, and I know that you do, but we all have a favourite poem. And I know that you're going to read me a little bit of one of your favorite poems now.
Yes, yes. The wonderful Kubla Khan by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. How far should I go? A couple of paragraphs?
Just a couple of lines. Up to the caverns measureless to man, the damsel with the dulcimer. How about that?
All right, that might work.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Countess.
In Xanadu did Kublai Khan a stately pleasure dome decree, where Alph the sacred river ran through caverns measureless to man, down to a sunless sea. So twice 5 miles of fertile ground with walls and towers were girdled round, and there were gardens bright with sinuous rills where blossomed many an incense-bearing tree. And here were forests ancient as the hills, enfolding sunny spots of greenery. But oh, that deep romantic chasm which slanted down the green hill athwart a cedarn cavern, a savage place, as holy and enchanted as e'er beneath a waning moon was haunted by woman waiting for her demon lover. And from this chasm, with ceaseless turmoil seething, as if this earthen fast thick pants were breathing, a mighty fountain momentarily was forced, amid whose swift half-intermitted burst huge fragments vaulted like rebounding hail or chaffy grain between the thresher's flail. And mid these dancing rocks, at once and ever it flung up momentarily the sacred river. Oh, and it goes on and on in such beauty. You would absolutely love it. I highly recommend it.
Xanadu did Kublai Khan. Yeah, I actually looked for it. It does exist, you know. Xanadu actually does exist. It is a place. I'm not too sure about Kublai Khan. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can phone in. It's 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in and discuss your favourite poem, or you'd like to talk about the problems or complications that exist in your life. And we all do have complications, because as I said at the opening poem, into each life some rain must fall. But believe me, it's not there forever. The sun is still shining, and it will shine on you. Countess, people ask me many times, how can I get in touch with the amazing Countess Starella? Do tell us.
Yes, you may find me at countessstarella.com or in the magical, wonderful, ethereal world of oranum.com, where I appear day and night, oranum.com, the interesting live chat format. You will love it.
You will really love it. I know I've seen you on there, Countess, and I do too as myself, work on oranum.com. So if you want to speak to me on oranum.com, you can go there. We've got a web chat room. You call in, you can discuss matters with me, and you can actually see me working live. But the best way to get hold of John G. Sutton is by contacting me through my website, which is psychicworld.net. There are a series of my columns, because I write for a newspaper, and there's probably about 150 of my columns, because I've been writing for that newspaper for 23 years, something like that. Something ridiculous like that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a career, that, yeah, and I've been doing that, so you can read all my columns on there. The collected columns are on my blog. It's called a blog, that's what they call them these days, yeah. Did you know that, Countess? Yeah, they call them blogs.
I've recently learned that, yes.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And also, all my previous shows, because we have a regular show, and this Wednesday night we will be on. It's 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's on this very radio station, Transformation Talk Radio, and we are on. We've got a very special guest this week, haven't we, Countess? It's Ray Sett, the astrologer. So if you would like to talk, phone in, call in and talk to Ray Sett, the astrologer. You can call in on the same number, and that's this coming Wednesday with our special guest, the astrologer. I'm sure he's going to cast a horoscope for you, Countess.
Quite interesting.
Do you know why they call them horoscopes?
I give up.
From Horus, H-O-R-O-S, Horus, the god of the sun in ancient Egypt. That's why they call them horoscopes.
Wow.
Yeah. I actually wrote a book about horoscopes and astrology. It was called Star Signs for You and Your Pet. So if you're all out there and you want to look that up, Yeah. You can go on to Amazon.com, type in John G. Sutton, Star Signs for You and Your Pet. And that is a book I wrote. It was published in America, published all over the world. And it was featured with me on Fox News in New York City, Network USA TV. So all those of you watching Fox News, you want to ring in and say, when was John Sutton last on there? It's going back a bit now. It was 1998. Countess, we'll be back in a minute. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Gallios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Gallios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit ruintuit.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Good evening and welcome back. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. Yeah, this is Psychic World and I am indeed John G. Sutton. With me is the amazing Countess Starella. You can call in and speak to myself direct, 1-800-930-2819. Or you can speak, of course, to the amazing Countess Starella. And Countess Starella is a regular on Arenum.com, where she has a brilliantly entertaining chat room and love to speak to you. I know that she would. You sing songs on there as well, don't you, Countess?
I feel that there is a relaxing, healing, therapeutic benefit to this music. And sometimes people come in and they're so on edge and overly concerned with all life's little challenges. And within a few moments, they begin to relax at the sound of music. And it seems to be working very well in this particular venue.
It does, I find it. I mean, I sing along with I have a little ukulele, I play that sometimes, and sing silly songs to them, sing silly songs to people. In fact, I've got my ukulele here. You can hear a little sample of me singing. You should see what I can see when I'm cleaning windows. That's my impersonation of George Formby. So if you want to see me doing that live, yeah, pop into Arenum and have a look at Psychic John G. We're talking about the spiritual power of poetry. And one of the most famous poems probably in the world is it was written by a man called William Wordsworth, who lived in the Lake District near a little town called Grasmere. And I've been there many times because I have a little place up in the Lake District where I go at the weekends with my dear wife, Mary. And it's, the poem that he wrote is called Daffodils, and I'd like to read you that now. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze, continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon the inward eye that is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. Daffodils by William Wordsworth. And if you ever come to the United Kingdom, you've really got to go and visit Grasmere and have a look round his old home, which is called Dove Cottage. And it's now a museum commemorated to the memory of William Wordsworth. And if you go into Grasmere, you can visit his graves. His grave is there, and he's buried next to his sister, Lucy. Lucy was a school teacher, and she started a school in Grasmere that is still in existence to this day. So do have a look at William Wordsworth. Google William Wordsworth, have a look at that. The Lake District is, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful places on the planet. You've never been, Countess?
No, it's the one place I need to see. I've missed it the last few trips to Britain, but the next trip certainly.
So when did you go when you went to Britain? Did you go to London?
Oh, yes, London and Cotswolds and Stratford and a little. My favorite little town is a place called Broadway.
I have to admit, I haven't been there. I've been to Broadway in New York, but I've been to Broadway in Britain. That's a sad statement, that, isn't it? It is me. I've been everywhere, and I haven't been to Broadway. I've been to Stratford-on-Avon.
Oh, lovely.
Did you go to Anne Hathaway's cottage?
Yes, indeed. I find the whole place inhabited by lovely spirits, don't you?
It is indeed, yeah. I mean, it's an amazing thing to see. You're walking down the street, and it's a modern street, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the road, on the left-hand side, there is a house dating back from the 16th century.
Wow.
it's amazing, isn't it? And Anne Hathaway's cottage has been preserved. That's, again, another 16th century thatched cottage. And it is absolutely beautiful, especially if you go in May or June when the garden is full of beautiful fluttering flowers. You will absolutely love that. Shakespeare, of course, was a fantastic poet, and he wrote many sonnets, yeah? Have you heard the sonnets of Shakespeare?
They are hypnotic, just charming. Love them.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me read you one of his sonnets now. Yeah, this is personally my favourite of his sonnets, and it's "Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day," which is sonnet number 18. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate, Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often is his gold complexion dimmed, and every fair from fair sometime declines, by chance, or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou owest, nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest, so long as men can breathe or eyes can see. So long lives this, and this gives life to thee. Sonnet 18 by William Shakespeare. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? And it is spiritually uplifting. And when you think about this, he was right. He wrote that sonnet over 400 years ago. And yet here we are today reading that poem on the radio all over America and the world. And people are thinking, what does it mean?
The immortality from the great writers. Oh my, we're so fortunate, John, to be able ponder the meanings of these things.
That is exactly what it means. What Shakespeare is saying is that these words will live forever, and that the beauty of that particular lady is captured in those lines, and it will never die. And that particular summer of her life will live forever. Doesn't matter that people may get old and pass away. Those lines are there into infinity and beyond, as Buzz Lightyear might say.
Lovely.
Countess, you're going to read us a poem now, aren't you? One of your very favorites.
Absolutely. Let's have Trees by Joyce Kilmer. I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast, a tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray, a tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me. Only God can make a tree.
That's a brilliant poem, that, Countess. And I love it, the performance of that poem by Paul Robeson. Have you heard that?
Yes, what a magnificent voice.
Yeah, did you ever meet Paul Robeson?
No, I didn't, but I've always admired his great, great talent.
He was a wonderful man. He was a barrister as well. Did you know that?
No!
He was a barrister at law. He was a very accomplished individual. And he managed to get on the wrong side of the authorities because he was a man with dark skin. And they didn't particularly care for people at that time to rise to positions of eminence. And he was a very eminent man all around the world. But he had his troubles. For Paul Robeson, there was many a rainy day. But if you can listen to his rendition of Trees, which is available on YouTube, then you'll hear that poem performed absolutely brilliantly. And it really is a touching, the way that he sings it. I know that I shall never see. He's got this deep baritone voice. Yeah, makes me sound like a contralto. He is brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen, you can call in and speak to us. It's 1-800-930-2819, or you can see me on my website, psychicworld.net. Go and have a look on there. There's loads of stuff on there, about 150 of my columns, over 150,000 words. My columns run to about 1,000 words each, and you can read them and tell me what you think. Send me an email, contact me. It's john@psychicworld.net. That's my email address, given out live on the radio. And if you want to see the amazing Countess Starella, it's arenum.com. Just pop into her chat room and say hello to the amazing Countess. You'll get some poetry, you'll get some songs, you get some fun, and amazing psychic insights. And we're going to have to take a break in a minute, Countess. Did you know that?
Oh, dread. Yeah. Let's make it a fast one.
Well, I know that you can't wait for us to be back, but we'll be back. It's just going to be a minute. We're going to have a little break and see you soon.
feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX-9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new confident retirement approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the confident retirement approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your confident retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0400.
That's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding my...
Hello, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. Our specialist subject today is the power of poetry. And Countess, can I read you one of my favorite poems from when I was a child?
Love it.
Yeah, this is from Lewis Carroll. It's called The Walrus and the Carpenter. It's a bit of nonsense verse. It's nice and light, but there's something very mystical about this. So, ladies and gentlemen, The Walrus and the Carpenter by Lewis Carroll. The sun was shining on the sea, shining with all its might. He did his very best to make the billows smooth and bright, and this was odd because it was the middle of the night. The moon was shining sulkily because she thought the sun had got no business to be there after the day was done. It's very rude of him, she said, to come and spoil the fun. The sea was wet as wet could be, the sands were dry as dry. You could not see a cloud because no cloud was in the sky. No birds were flying overhead. There were no birds to fly. The walrus and the carpenter were walking close at hand. They wept like anything to see such quantities of sand. If this were only cleared away, they said, it would be grand. If seven maids with seven mops swept it for half a year, Do you suppose the walrus said that they could get it clear? I doubt it, said the carpenter, and shed a bitter tear. Oh, oysters, come and walk with us, the walrus did bespeech. A pleasant walk, a pleasant talk, along the briny beach. We cannot do with more than four, to give a hand to each. The eldest oyster looked at him, but never a word, he said. The eldest oyster winked his eye and shook his heavy head, meaning to say he did not choose to leave the oyster bed. But four young oysters hurried up, all eager for the treat. Their coats were brushed, their faces washed, their shoes were clean and neat. And this was very odd because, you know, they hadn't any feet. Four other oysters followed them, and yet another four. And thick and fast they came at last, and more and more and more, all hopping through the frothy waves and scrambling to the shore. The walrus and the carpenter walked on a mile or so, and they rested on a rock conveniently low, and all the little oysters stood and waited in a row. The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings, and why the sea's boiling hot and whether pigs have wings. But wait a bit, the oysters cried, before we have our chat, for some of us are out of breath and all of us are fat. No hurry, said the carpenter. They thanked him much for that. A loaf of bread, the walrus said, is what we chiefly need. Pepper and vinegar besides are very good indeed. Now if you're ready, oysters dear, we can begin to feed. But not on us, the oysters cried, turning a little blue. After such kindness, that would be a dismal thing to do. The night is fine, the walrus said. Do you admire the view? It was so kind of you to come, and you are very nice. The carpenter said nothing but, 'cause there's another slice. Wish you were not quite so deaf. I've had to ask you twice. It seems a shame, the walrus said, to play them such a trick. After we've brought them out so far and made them trot so quick. The carpenter said nothing but, 'The butter's spread too thick.' I weep for you, the walrus said, I deeply sympathize. With sobs and tears he sorted out those of the largest size, holding his pocket handkerchief before his streaming eyes. Oh, oysters, said the carpenter, you've had a pleasant run. Shall we be trotting home again? But answer came there none, and this was scarcely odd because they'd eaten every one. The walrus and the carpenter. Yeah. Countess, you know sometimes I like to sing a little song.
Oh, how enchanting, my very own singer, a romantic singer.
I'm going to sing a really romantic song. I'm going to sing it in the style of Dean Martin. That's Dean Martin, the fish seller from New York. Not Dean Martin, the singer, by the way. And this Dean Martin, he's got a lousy voice, as you're about to hear. Are you ready, Countess? Let's go for it. Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold.
Blue moon, Now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold.
Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon. Wonderful, Countess. You were brilliant, and I were rubbish.
Adorable, John. Adorable.
Oh, that was a really nice rendition of Blue Moon. I hope you all enjoyed that, ladies and gentlemen. And if you still want to phone in, you can do that. 1-800-930-2819. Or you can catch me, the amazing John G. Sutton, on psychicworld.net or with the brilliant Countess on arenum.com. Because arenum.com is where Countess has her amazing chat room. Just tell us a little bit about what you do there, Countess.
Well, I'll tell you. An amazing magic happens in that room. It is indescribable, inexplicable, but somehow this energy seems to go right through the screen to heal, to help, to encourage, to uplift, to inspire, to give amazing insights and diverse divine answers to every situation on the planet. All questions are, you know, feasible here, from the simplest to the most complex. And when I first began, I was wondering, how is this going to translate through a screen? But the text that comes is almost like little love letters. You begin to get a feeling about the person writing you just from these words that are conveying their innermost feelings. I find it one of the most fascinating things that I have ever done. That's why I go there every single day.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do find that although people say, well, it's not possible for you to actually pick anything meaningful up from a text message, I can actually pick it up from a voice vibration, from a text message, from a written script, you know, or through psychometry. Have you ever used psychometry?
Yes, this works also.
I use psychometry at times. That's people give me articles that have belonged to themselves or belong to a loved one that's passed. You hold that in your hand and you can actually pick up information from this. Sometimes I might hear a voice. Sometimes I just get a vision or an impression of the individual that's been handling this. Because I'm absolutely certain that everything in the universe is alive, and that everything has its own vibration, and that within that vibration there are memories, and they're contained, and actually tapping into them is called psychometry. So if you've got something, just get a ring off somebody, or an old watch or something like that, just hold it in your hand and open your mind, open your third eye and allow that to happen, and you will actually feel and see and get impressions of what has been in contact with the article that you are holding. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is called psychometry. If you go onto my website, psychicworld.net, look at the blog, you've got a search engine on there. Just type in psychometry. I've written numerous articles about it, about items that I've actually touched. One of the items was the lightning conductor from a prison called Strangeways Jail. I've got it in front of me here because when it was dismantled, the scrap metal people gave me that as a memento because I actually worked there as a psychiatric nurse, and I've got it. And I've given this to other psychics and asked them to touch it, and many of them have given me impressions of high walls and misery, because believe me, That's what Strangeways Jail was all about. We're going to take a short break, Countess, and we'll be back.
Standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of mine.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop and let's get into it now. Visit ruintuit.com for more information.
Welcome to Smile Big, nominee of Seattle's Top Dentist Awards. Here at Smile Big, we offer restorative, cosmetic, and preventative dentistry. Some of our regular dental services include tooth color fillings, crowns, bridges, implants, bleaching, cosmetic bonding, and complete smile restoration. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Aptener won't be smiling until you are smiling. Call now to schedule a visit with Seattle's Top Dentist. Our number is 425-454-4040. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart.
Woohoo! My favorite singer, Miss Billie Holiday, whom my father had the luxury of seeing in person. Welcome back to Psychic World with one of Britain's top psychics, John G. Sutton, and me, Countess Starella, daughter of New Orleans. How are you, John?
I'm very well, thank you. And we've got a special subject. It's spiritual poetry. And who better to write spiritual poetry than the master of the macabre, Edgar Allan Poe? I believe you've got one of his poems to read to us.
One of our favorites, A Dream Within a Dream. Take this kiss upon the brow, and in parting from you now, this much let me avow. You are not wrong, who deem that my days have been a dream. Yet if hope has flown away in a night or in a day, in a vision or in none, is it therefore the less gone? All that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream. I stand amid the roar of a surf-tormented shore, and I hold within my hand grains of the golden sand, how few, yet how they creep through my fingers to the deep. While I weep, oh God, can I not grasp them with a tighter clasp? Oh God, can I not save one from the pitiless wave? Is all that we see or seem but a dream within a dream?
Brilliant, Countess. That's right. And that was written probably 150 years before The Matrix.
Incredible.
Yeah. Is it all a dream within a dream? I write poetry, as I said at the start of this show, and I wrote a poem about 10 years ago now for a dear friend of mine, and he'd been involved in a car accident, and he really wasn't ready to die, and he was a great family man, and I'd known him 40 years, and he'd always been close to his wife, very close, and his children, and he wanted to be there right through to see his grandchildren grow up, and he was denied that, and he had to leave his wife behind because some fool knocked him down on a proper crossing. And this is the poem that I wrote to commemorate his passing. And this is how I felt he would have appeared on the day after he'd passed into the spirit world. And it's called "I Was Gone." I was gone this morning when I looked in the mirror to comb my hair. In the living room, I searched. There was no one in my chair. I was gone this afternoon when I tried to dry your tears. It's so hard to see you crying for those long ago years. I was gone this evening as you went to climb the stair. Then you turned but didn't see me. My footsteps trod the air. I was gone in the moonlight as the silent silver shone. Then I heard you whisper my name. But I was gone.
Do you like that?
That's how I thought he would have felt on the day that he'd passed to spirit, and he'd come back to see his wife. You see, because he didn't want to go, and it really wasn't his time. Some fool hit him driving in a car and injured him so badly that he never fully recovered. So that was my little offering for this show this evening, this afternoon, this morning, whenever you're listening to it. This is Psychic World, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella, and I am John G. Sutton. We do lots of shows. We've got one this Wednesday, and it's at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. And with us this week, we've got a very special guest who's called Ray Sett, and he is an astrologer, so you can all call in and have a word with myself or the amazing Countess and even the brilliant Ray Sett. The number to ring is 1-800-930-2819. And you can catch Ray Sett, and we'll be talking all about, do you fit your astrological profile? So, Countess, I would consider myself to be slightly overbearing, bombastic. I've got extremely long hair. Yeah, I growl whenever I'm, and I seem to growl at people. I don't know why. What do you think my star sign is?
Wow.
What do you think? Well, I am. I'm very theatrical.
You have the ferocity of a Leo. Could you be a Leo?
That's the one. Right on the nail there. How about that, folks? Yeah, Leo. Yeah, I am Leo, yeah. But you're very home-loving, aren't you, Countess?
Oh, yes.
Would you be Cancerian?
No. Oddly enough, I don't know my birthday because I was found by gypsies. So my mother allowed me to choose my birthday, and I said, how about Christmas? It would be fun to have the same birthday as a great leader and get two gifts on one day.
Two gifts on one day, yeah.
But I really consider myself under the sign of omnipotent, which is a little piece of every bit of all the good things in every sign. Wouldn't it be fun if we got to choose our signs? Because there's a great deal of speculation going on right now. Am I characteristically my sign because it's my sign, or is it because I've heard that these are the characteristics of my sign and I have decided to adopt them?
Really?
Yes.
Well, I don't think that's the case, certainly not with me anyway, because nobody ever told me about what the complexities of being a Leo were all about. It just has naturally been that I've always been slightly theatrical and I would say a bit crazy, you know. You've got to be a bit crazy if you are a true Leo, because you will do practically anything and take great risks. And I think that taking great risks is what being alive is all about. I'm not all that keen on safety and security. I know a place where you're going to be absolutely safe and secure. It's got a lid and they screw it down.
That's why I go surfing every night, because I love the thrill of being out there with all those fishes and mermaids and various other creatures from the deep.
You go surfing, it's crazy that. But you live on Palm Beach, yeah. You see, you're in touch with your inner child.
Absolutely.
We're all children at heart. Let me read you one more poem before we come to the end of this very special program about the power of poetry. This is Loveliest of Trees by A.E. Housman. Loveliest of trees, the cherry now is hung with bloom along the bough and stands about the woodland ride, wearing white for Eastertide. Now of my 80 years and 10, 20 will not come again, and take from 70 springs a score, it only leaves me 50 more. And since to look at things in bloom, 50 springs are little room. About the woodlands I will go to see the cherry hung with snow. That's A.E. Housman. It's from his collection of poems called A Shropshire Lad. And it's been in print since it was first published. And I would highly recommend that to everybody. Google him, A.E. Housman, Brilliant Poetry of Nostalgia. I've enjoyed this show very much, Countess Starella. You can catch Countess on Arenum.com. You can get me there too, Psychic John G. And you can catch me at PsychicWorld.net. We're on the radio this Wednesday. Do listen to us. Thank you very much, Countess.
Love and light, everyone. Thanks for joining us, and we'll look forward to seeing you very soon.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week.
This week's upcoming guest for the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Monday, 10 a.m., Psychic World with John G. Sutton and co-host Countess Starella, Spiritual Poetry. Tuesday, 10 and 11 a.m., Sheer Alchemy with co-host Leslie Fontaine, shifting into empowerment and creativity. The Questionable Parent co-host Glenna Rice. Wednesday, 10 and 11 a.m., Truth, My Synchromystic Journey with author Nikki Norlock. Get Sophisticated with hosts David and Philip. Special guests Libby Wagner. Thursday, 10 and 11 a.m., The Power of And with entrepreneur and author David Howitt. The Empowered Self Series with co-host Dr. Friedman Schaub. Part 7, How to Find Strength in Being Vulnerable.
Stay tuned and call in during the show, 1-800-930-2819. For more information, visit thedrpatshow.com.
And make sure to like and follow The Dr. Pat Show on Facebook and Twitter.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S cafe.com.
Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit ruintuit.com for more information.
Tune in to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Ari Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.